Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Online, They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Welcome back!
What do you mean, welcome back?
Oh, I fucked it up.
This isn't a commercial. It's the beginning of the show. Do you even know where we are?
Let's start again.
No, we're doing it live. We're going to keep going. We don't have
time.
This is toe.
Part this two. Is toe. Proceed with caution.
Did you dip your lips in a bucket of Crisco? Because they are so shiny right now. Yo, if you're watching the intimate portrait, it looks like Poodle.
I look like I've been sucking on a donkey's ass.
Yeah, with some bacon.
I don't know why. Donkey's you're watching ass
the
is greasy.
You're watching the intimate portrait. You can see. I'm sorry for it. Welcome. You're sitting on the couch with us right here.
Hi.
This is reality, guys. This is season, what is it?
This is Toe.
Toe, season 3, episode 6. Proceed with caution, part 2. We're talking about everybody else except for Steven and Lena today because we talked so much about them last week.
Shut the bug up. God, that's strong.
Oh, no.
Sorry. Y'all, I'm taking a flight after this.
So she's
got to
be a little drunk before she gets on that flight.
This one don't like flying.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't like not having control.
You do not.
Yeah.
You do not. So some of you are going to say rejoice. We're not going to talk about announcements, but we do want to mention we've got a very special Mother Poodle announcement.
Yes.
Being on a podcast. So be sure to check out our first episode.
Yeah, just listen to all the announcements on our first episode.
Yeah.
We should do that from now on.
And go
no
to the,
one wants to hear us go on and on.
That's good for them. And go to our Linktree link in the show notes is where you can buy tickets to the live show.
I've never said this before.
What?
But right now, I'm actually the perfect amount of comfortable. I'm right where I should be.
Well, that's great. You want me to take a picture of it so then we can remember it? So the next time you're uncomfortable, I'll say, do this again.
It passed. Now my back is a little tight.
Because I could literally set it up the same way, and then you would say, no, this wasn't it. This isn't how the pillow was. And I'd be like, Poodle, I took a picture. It's not the same.
I'm that sensitive to... By the way, thank you to our Patreon person who's running and saying, Poodle has misophonia. I'm certain of it. He just needs to get diagnosed, which is why when I have a visceral reaction to certain sounds.
Do you take anything for that?
No,
or is it just training?
It's just you can note it and then you can work it out in like psychotherapy and things like that.
Oh, I was going to say, because sometimes they have diagnoses for things and they're like, well,
you're fucked.
You're a narcissist.
I
can't do much.
I think in general, and anything like, and sorry, you're a narcissist. Anything we would try to do wouldn't work.
Wouldn't work because you're going to be smarter than we are.
Because you're broken for life.
Yes. Have fun.
Oh, you're a sociopath?
So that's what I thought.
Can
she was
we put
say.
You in jail?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought they were going to say sociopath. You could do a little bit, but
really though,
not much. You should... Not much. Yeah. Not much. So I with mesothelioma.
That's mesothelioma. No, that's how my uncle died.
Oh, you know what? We're getting waylaid. You've got to catch a flight. We've got to do this. Let's talk about Ari and Benny.
So, you guys,
this is hard.
We've kind of thought this might happen. I will say, I did not think it would happen this way.
This is the most dramatic and the worst possible way this could happen.
I agree. Now, because...
This is some karma shit.
You know why? I can completely see her point. And
I can, and this is, so y'all, if you don't watch, so they're going to the pediatrician and they find out that,
this is hernia. He's got
what's the baby's name again?
Avi.
Avi. Thank
y'all,
you.
This is rumor. This is post her ex being there.
Leander.
And Leandro.
Leander, as she said, Leander.
I still never heard that.
But Leandro. He just left.
And who threw her whole life into upheaval.
Upheaval. Yeah. And she's like, I can't leave here. I love you. Post
her going to the holy water and being burned.
Yeah.
Burning.
Yeah. And so they go to the doctor. He has a hernia.
He has a bulge.
This is common. I've heard of babies. And it's... It's not a very, from what I've, the little I know, I don't think it's a super complex surgery. However, it's an important surgery to get done because it can, like, little babies can grow and their intestines cannot be in their body. So they need to get this fixed, but it is surgery.
It is. Now, we're not going to be here and say, oh, Ethiopian surgery, blah, blah, blah. I don't know.
I don't know anything about the medical facilities in Ethiopia.
The one thing that is certain is...
I do know about Russian hospitals when What's-Her-Name had that baby in Russia. And
Emily.
Emily. And I will say, that shit was not great. That was not good.
Just a cold Eastern Bloc room.
Duh.
But no, one thing, the reason why, and so the doctor says, you need to have surgery. She's barely keeping it together.
Now, this throws Ari into a tailspin. Yeah. Or actually, she did better than I thought.
Well, she was holding it together.
She was trying. Usually
and she says, and she's even saying this as soon as she finds out, we're going to have to go to the U.S. And she's like, but I know because my insurance will pay for it. And here it will be expensive because she doesn't have insurance there.
And yes, their parents are paying for everything. But still, she's like,
the only,
I don't know if the money thing. Well, anyway, that is a
the only reason. Other option, I think. And this would be almost impractical is if her parents gave them the money to have the surgery in Ethiopia. But I know her parents would never do that.
That's what boils down to this, y'all, is that as Ari says, we may need to take you to the U.S. And Benny's like, I trust the doctors here. I don't want you to be going to the U.S. all the time. He's freaking out. Actually starting
because
to freak
we
out
know this.
More than her.
We know this because sisters say, he has a scar about because his first white wife said she was going back to the U.S. just to visit, and he never saw his child again.
And now she lives with her ex-boyfriend that came to visit.
Yes.
All right. The ex-boyfriend didn't come to visit, but Leandro came to visit. So anyway, y'all, it's literally
she's with her ex.
You could not have scripted this
right.
More perfect.
So you understand why Benny is really worried all the time.
And he completely, like, almost to the point of, like, panic attack
freaking
out.
I think it was. And remember, he can't go because the embassy in Addis Ababa is closed. So there's no tourist visas.
They're closed because of...
COVID.
Oh, yeah.
Miss Kova.
Yep. Hi there. Hi, Ethiopian. My name's Miss Kova. You've been wanting to travel.
I'm shutting this place down.
Being on an airplane is my favorite place. Actually, I don't like it, but that airport before where you've got to
get
those cheese fries and chilies, I just slip in there. You don't even know.
I
love a good Sparrow.
Oh, yes. And Chili's, they got the best chips.
Bring all the people into Chili's.
Eat now, because you won't be later. Bye, y'all.
That's our least favorite recurring character, Miss Kova.
Miss Kova. Oh, boy.
I got something good for you. You've never seen. No, that was the bat from Wuhan.
That was the bat.
Hey there, boy.
Yeah, that was
the bat. Ni hao.
Ni hao.
I got something for you. You've never seen.
I forgot about that bat from Wuhan.
Hey, boy.
Emma.
Come down here.
Come down here.
So.
This bat talk.
Bat talk. God. So,
I love flying at night.
We're horrible. So,
I done all this.
She's kind of freaking out. He is so cut to. He's going to get his hair cut. Y'all, they're kind of talking. You, Ari's a horrible liar.
She really is.
She really is. Because he's getting a haircut. And he's like, hey, babe. And she's just like, y'all, you know what it looks
she
like?
She never goes to the barbershop
never.
With him.
And she's like, that place is nice. And
she's like, this place like, is really popular.
And the barber asked, is this the same woman? Basically, is this the other white woman you were
Isn't
here with?
Is this your wife? No, this is the other one.
This is the other one. Other white woman.
This is
woman,
the other one who's taken my
Other
kid.
White woman I knocked up on a bang trip because I don't believe in condoms. And now I've completely dismantled our lives.
This is the other one.
This is the. And so, and Ari's just like, yeah, and the other one. So, y'all, he's getting his haircut. And then Ari makes this face. Kind of like when
it's a very constipated face she makes.
Yeah,
often.
It's that face of like constipated or like you're walking around and you're like, wait a minute, is that my breath that smells bad or like,
yeah.
Uh-oh,
did something die?
I just shit my pants and can anybody smell it?
Yeah.
And you're like trying to smell but not smell like.
Yeah, it is that.
She's making that face and I know this and then y'all, she starts making that crying face and putting her hands on her head.
Because this is one of Ari's worst qualities is that she immediately makes you comfort her into something that she's. What are you doing?
I'm just putting on some moisturizer.
Can we not do this on the show?
Oh, no, my eyes watering, and so this is a moisture stick. I got it when I went and saw Oprah in Atlanta. For
I don't care
tour.
Where the fuck you got it.
No, it's really
when
good.
When I start talking,
no,
you
just,
start moist.
No, my eye is itching and watering, and if I put moisture right there, it burns. It helps it.
I just
got a condition.
I'm just like, start talking. I see you bring out a stick to put on your face.
Well, it really helps.
Oh, God.
Sorry, I was trying to be subtle. Oh, I forgot, we're recording on the video.
Yeah, we are.
It's like when you scratch your nuts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
But that's even more distracting.
Sorry.
Anyway, so but I'm saying she makes you comfort her first when she's about to disappoint you. It is one of her worst
it's
qualities.
Shitty. It's pretty shitty. To
and because she's fragile, she wants to make sure you know that she's the most fragile one in the room.
It's
and this hurts me more than it hurts you.
Being part of true, I think like being a true love, not true love. Being like a step of true adulthood is being able to hold spaces for different emotions.
Mm-hmm.
That is not Ari.
She doesn't have it.
Does not have it.
And you saw, he's like, what's wrong? What's wrong? Oh, it's okay. She's like, no, this is going to devastate you. And I'm going to, and so he
and
says.
And I get it that she feels bad. I get it. Actually, that's really sweet that she knows this is going to freak him out so much. But
I think it's worse.
Hold it together.
That she has, yeah.
It makes it more dramatic.
If she was matter of fact about it,
it wouldn't be as emotional. Yes.
And said, look, Benny, I talked to my parents, and I want you to know that you're my husband. I'm coming back here. My insurance can pay for this. In other words, we don't have to pay a cent for this if he's unsure about this. My parents have great insurance.
And
I'm
also,
probably still on my
this
parents'
is at
insurance.
Her, this is yeah. And this is at her father's hospital.
Yeah.
So is this American privilege? And
of course it is.
Of course it is. So we're not even trying to – so the whole debate about you can get quality care in Ethiopia.
Doesn't matter. This is cheap.
It doesn't matter because her parents pay the bills.
Yeah.
And – Ari,
her mom's
always,
a nurse, her father's a doctor.
And Ari always does what her parents say, because she says, after I talked to my mom, I decided, y'all, she didn't decide.
She didn't decide. Janice decided.
Janice decided that's never going to happen in a cold day in hell.
Yeah.
You're going to come back here and take that baby, and the baby's going to heal here.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And honestly, probably too, selfishly.
Now all I can do is stare at your eye.
Oh, because I put, sorry, it's really
it's
red.
It's shiny.
Well, yeah. Also, I don't mean this, what is happening? You defended Steven, and I'm about to just defend a little bit of Ari. I do feel for Ari because she isn't able to, if she can't go by herself, yes, it sucks that Benny can't get a tourist visa because of COVID, but then that means they had this new baby and no one in her family can see her baby within like 2 fucking years until COVID is done. Like, it does make sense of like, why can't she go for like a month and just her family see the baby? So that is their grandchild as well.
Well, here's the thing. She says,
God, I can't believe I said
that. The exact
phrasing
was, she says, after talking to my parents, I've made a decision about the surgery.
Yeah.
Now, this is where she makes a big error. She says, he, of course, is comforting her. And she says, the insurance, I have insurance in the U.S. We don't have it here. It would be expensive here because we wouldn't have insurance. And she's like, I need to do it in the U.S. And Binyam says, I don't agree with that. She's coming unglued. And she says, I don't want you to hate me. Because, again, now we're making it, it's more about her, unfortunately.
She should have just said, look, honey, I know you have. I know it's a trigger for you, but that's not the reality of the situation.
Yeah. And then he says, I know why Ari told me in the barbershop, because she knows I have shame. That's exactly why she told you.
That's exactly.
So
he can't be upset. He has to hold it in.
So she's getting to be upset. He's not getting to be upset.
Yes, that's even more selfish.
Yep. And so he even says, my ex went on a trip.
And then did she tell him yet she bought the plane ticket?
Not yet.
Okay.
She's like, my ex went on a trip. She cried and charmed me like this to leave. And she says, and I've already bought the ticket. But basically, I've done all of this without consulting you.
That was the worst part. I think if she had talked to him, even if she had cried.
That's not what she does.
And she said,
"That's not what
I'm
going to
buy the ticket." Boy.
That's not what Ari does. Because she'll say, I had to, because it's like, I had to do it then. And I thought it'd be easier just to tell you I'm going. But again, you make yourself out to be a martyr.
Yep.
And anyway, so he says, he's basically saying, I'm not going to allow her to take my child. He leaves. He just gets out of
there.
He's
like, I've got to get out.
He's losing it, y'all.
He's losing his mind. It's like out of a movie. He's just standing in the middle of traffic with cars like,
and then he gets crying. This makes me so sad. He gets down his knees and he says, I'm begging
her.
You,
he
please don't take my child. Please.
But you see Ari's point.
I agree with her.
Ari is doing what she thinks is the best thing for her child.
I agree with her. I'm saying none of this really would have happened if Ari would not have threatened to take her child back to the U.S. in season one.
Yep.
She has given him that herself
and not surprised asked her ex-husband to come visit them.
Yeah.
if she had thought about his experience before, but y'all, Benny's terrified because she's shown him exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah.
We all know what's going to happen.
And we all have seen what's going to happen later in the season. She's yelling at him on FaceTime saying, I'm not coming back there.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you think, before I even saw that, did you think she was going to come back?
Not in 1 month's time. But I thought she was going to use it as a bargaining chip saying, so when I come back, you're going to do this. You're going to get a job.
Yeah.
And she was going to use this trip as a way.
No
as a
more like, yeah. Yeah.
Of you're not, you know, I like the dancing career, but I've decided we need a nicer house.
Yeah.
And my parents can only pay 3/4 of it anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not good.
I agree. Not good.
Okay. So he's begging her, and so she says, look, it's kind of a couple days later, let's do a video call with my mom. They talk with Janice, and basically Janice like, look, Benny's, you're going to always be in Benny's life. Yeah. Always.
Y'all, she's super diplomatic.
I actually do believe her, though, when she says that. I think even if Ari, I think her parents would be like, no, he's going over there, or we're flying Benny out here to see his son.
They are, I will say this. Yes, they're privileged, but I believe them.
I believe them too.
I believe them. They have a sense of ethics.
I think also they're used to cleaning up Ari's messes.
100%.
And they
100.
They don't want
100.
I think they probably are 100. They already feel
snatch Shaw.
Snatch. They already feel guilty that Ari made a mess probably of his life as well.
Yep.
And so they're going to do the best, I think. Maybe we're wrong. We've never been before.
So, and Benjamin Lightning says strike. He feels better. And then he just says at the end, this just breaks my heart every time, just promise me you'll come back. Just promise me. Promise it's me you really, won't take my son.
It's really sad.
Because this is the part that just breaks me, you guys. All these, the Americans have all the power here.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if he has custody, because whatever she says in America isn't going, because he can file for like partial custody, but he can't even get to America. It doesn't matter. He is completely without agency, and it breaks my heart.
It's very sad.
Yeah. It's terrible. That's why he feels, that's why we're always like, maybe he's just believe her. But it's not even that. It's like, I guess that's the only choice he has.
Yeah.
The only choice he has is to say stuff like, please don't take my child. Please come back. Please. Because I don't have any, because I have no agency over my life or my child.
Yes.
When you leave.
Yeah.
So no wonder he's having a hard time. Anyway, let's talk about the spa day.
Ugh.
With his sisters.
Okay. This is, y'all, they're going on a spa day with the sisters. It's one of those, it's kind of like, what's that show we watched where they steamed their vajayjays?
Extreme Sisters.
I think they called them the JJs, but what, vaginas. But there was another show, Extreme Sisters.
Oh, they did
Sister
it.
Sister Wives-y.
No, they did it. Oh, Sister, it was the Dimitri and Ashley.
Yes.
With their sister wives.
Yeah.
Or Seeking Sister
Wives. Seeking Sister Wives is where they first.
She was, you got to get your vagina alkaline.
Alkalined.
Yes.
This is kind of the same thing, except for they're putting over coals of burning charcoal. And I just kept thinking, my Dyson fan would be freaking out right now, going, bad air quality, bad air quality, bad air quality.
It's time for smoked chooch, everybody.
Yes.
Like smoked turkey.
Woo!
Everybody loves
it. Tastes great, and it doesn't put you to sleep.
smoked tryptophan.
So, I get it. I get the culture. I actually think there's even like steaming a vagina. I can see like the,
yeah.
I'd steam my asshole,
but,
sure.
But y'all, then they put butter in their hair.
But toxic, I thought this was like.
I think they're doing it to fuck with
her. I thought it was like, yes, are they fucking with her? But then
the sisters are trolling
her. They were putting in their hair as well.
Yeah.
And they're putting coffee on their face.
But also know that Ari's hair is very different than their hair.
That's true. Butter and Ari's
butter.
Butter. Listen.
Butter makes
butter,
you smart.
It makes you smart. It's,
pure
it's really good for
butter.
Your heart. And if you put it in your hair, it's God's natural keratin treatment. It's now
you can put coffee on your face.
Coffee, you know.
She looked.
That was that was what your father said to me the morning he left.
Last time I saw him,
he said, "Put some butter in your hair tonight, baby. When I come home, I'll wash it out."
And then
he was churning and yearning and burning and churning till he died.
Butter.
Parquet. I hope Mike never contacts us and say,
hey, my dad's alive.
My dad's alive. Or what's worse, my dad passed. Thanks for making fun of it all.
It's Mike.
It's true. I'm not sorry.
I can't feel bad.
I'm not sorry.
So they're it's interesting. So they're doing all this, and it looks honestly not comfortable, but they're doing it. And her hair is going to look like shit in it with that butter. It's going to be so oily. But anyway, Ari tells them, she's like,
your hair has to be really dry, y'all, to take a hot oil treatment or an oil treatment.
I can do an oil treatment.
No,
my hair gets really dry.
Mine doesn't.
Oh, but mine will take it. But butter, I'd look like a drowned rat.
Yeah.
Anyway, y'all, she tells him, she's like, so Ari has to have surgery, and I'm taking him to UBS to have the best possible care there. Avi, yes, sorry. Here's the deal. This is what's sad to me as well, because normally the sisters are very like...
Okay, she reduces these sisters to begging immediately.
They're like...
It breaks my heart, too.
Because, you know, normally they're giving her attitude. Even when she shows up, they're like, you're late. She's like, everybody's in Ethiopia is late.
She's like, you're not Ethiopian. Now, I love the sister shade, and then all of a sudden she tells them that, and they're like, oh, wait, we never thought she would call our bluff.
And
oh, God.
And Wish says...
I'm speechless.
She says, Benny will lose it. Like,
yeah.
He will actually, he will lose his mind. He can't take this. He will go crazy if you leave with this baby.
And what broke me even further is when I think Wish said, or no, this was Mimi, I think. She's like, if you hate us, it's fine. Just please let us see Avi.
It is just... So,
please, if you want to hate us.
What?
Because I know we had a really bad thing when Leandro was here, and I know we weren't so nice to you, but you can hate us. Just let us see our nephew.
It was really, it was so sad. And it, honestly, I'm not defending Ari, but boy, we don't know anything about her, so I know this is speculation, but is Benny's first... wife just like a piece of shit human that never lets him see his baby? Because that's what it sounds like.
There is on a video, there is a dance that they did at their wedding that Beanie choreographed. And all I know about her is she ain't a good dancer.
Oh, she's not?
No. I will also tell you guys out there, if you're thinking about doing a choreographed dance at your wedding, don't. Doesn't matter how good you are. No one wants to see it.
At the wedding or the reception?
I think this was at the reception.
I don't mind reception dances.
Choreographed?
Oh, it's fun.
You're incorrect, and you're winding me up.
No.
No, I'm not having this.
If you're at my bridal party and I have one, you'll have
to
do it.
No. No, no, I'm talking about couple. You're not knowing. Benny and she did a dance.
Yeah, I don't mind that at the reception. They're dancers.
She's not a dancer, though. He taught her the dance, and she was bad.
Oh, I thought they were a couple like his ex-girlfriend, like professional dancers.
No, that's different.
But still, if a couple, if they want to do like a fun dance, I don't know.
This was not a fun dance. This
but
was
you
an
know
emotional.
When they do their first dance, and it starts out slow, and then they break out. A couple breaks out in the hustle.
This is a
wedding.
I think
we're talking about two different things.
A wedding dance is a dance. This was a choreographed routine.
Yeah, I've seen like... People do, like, at their wedding, they'll break into, like, a choreographed...
But no, that's fun. That's not what this was.
This was, like, a serious, like...
This was an interpretive modern dance.
Yes, that... Okay, yes, we're clear now. I'm not happy with that.
Yeah.
What? I would never do that about... A fun choreographed thing to, like, Paula Abdul, that'd be fun. Maybe I could do my hanky-panky dance at my wedding reception.
It's still a little bit like watch us show off for our wedding. I'm just like, we've already given you this. We know you're the stars of the day. We get it.
I get it. I think it also, though, you were
It's like the people who sing at their weddings. Don't get me started.
I think I wouldn't sing. Well, no, I wouldn't sing at my wedding or my reception because... That's something I've like studied and take seriously. A dance, I'm not a dancer. So I'd be like, fuck it, it's fun.
But it would be like fun. But even then, would you want it to be just you and your husband?
No, I'd want to do it like with the bridal party.
But that's different. That's completely different.
No, I agree. Like then like a serious, we're going to dance for you.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it was. Anyway.
I remember that video going around and I didn't watch. But I still question. I'm either Benny and
some sissy went, look at her feet, garbage.
She did say that. Look, and I don't want to come out a mother if I don't know her. I'm just like, Benny, unless he's changed a lot, he hasn't shown us like that he's this horrible person. Is he flawed and does he have problems? Yeah. But he acts as if he hasn't seen his kid in like years.
He hasn't.
But maybe he's made no effort. I don't know. But yeah. I hope she's not keeping.
I don't know.
Oh, that's sad.
Anyway, it's
Ari's brother, Avi's brother. I always say his name wrong.
The sisters are basically saying, just please, Wish says, I hope you come back.
That's all.
She's like, I am coming back. We have had so many misunderstandings. And she's like, just don't take him forever from us.
And that's the sad part. I thought, if Ari does come back, if she goes just for a month, this could be a good thing for the relationship.
Yeah.
Because it might help Benny trust her. Because it not is gonna silly happen. That they always have to travel together because he's so afraid of this.
I agree, but I don't think they've really built any trust in their relationship. And I don't think Ari has helped that either because she thinks he's out too late with his dance partner and he goes drinking. Because
he's still a fuckboy.
He's still a fuckboy.
He's still acting. He's not perfect. That's what I was saying. He's not
perfect.
No,
he's definitely not perfect. We should take a break.
We will, y'all.
And move on to Kenny and Armando.
We're going to go smoke our vachuchis. And we'll be right back.
Oh, smoke vagina.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort,
MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cool.
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song, To All Our Queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, Queens!
Make it go.
I can't make it go. Hi, Christina.
I just said...
He just said, make it go.
I just said, make it go, like a timer. Number one, make it so.
Y'all, we're back.
Number one, make it so.
We're back from the break.
Me being a Trekkie.
So let's... Okay, we talked about this. Armando and Kenny.
Okay.
Real quick. Yes, when Armando was telling his father last episode about the marriage, there was, I don't know if it was his steely gaze, his the kind crinkle in his eyes, but I thought about Armando's dad drilling me.
I didn't, which is surprising.
He looked good.
Until people brought it up, and I was like, yeah, I'd let him bang me.
He's pretty
I'd
handsome.
Let him bang me.
Well, really, if you look, Armando looks, he looks like his mom, but he does look like his dad, too, and he's a handsome guy. But yeah, Daddy Armando.
I'd let him bang me.
It's cute.
I think it would need to be, he would have to send me some dick pics, though, because physically, I would not immediately engage.
Yeah.
But I think if I saw a dick pic, Does it matter what the face looks
Kenny
like?
Kenny and Armando, if you're listening, I'm sorry. We're not bringing this up. We're only responding
I'm
to our...
I'm sorry, Armando.
We're responding to our listeners.
That I'm talking about your father pummeling me but, in and out. In and out.
I bet you that was one of the most popular Facebook threads we've had in our Facebook group.
And everyone came out of the group. Y'all join our sissy squad. We have fun
we
in there.
Do. And that's where we discovered
what. It's mostly about dicks and guys
and you know
who want
to
bang.
To the brave sissy who posted first.
Good for you.
You oh, because literally it's like 100 comments of women just going, yeah.
Remember when you said you wanted to fuck Father Plath? You thought it'd be brave and everyone went, you know.
I changed course on that. There's someone you did that with too, and I forgot who it was because my memory's shit.
I don't know.
But we've all
I'm
had
not
our bad
familiar.
Decisions.
If you can't name it, I don't know it. That's the best thing about you not being able to remember
oh,
shit.
Oh, I have a horrible memory. I'm just one day when
I've actually asked you to learn to do memory games.
I keep forgetting.
Not funny.
When I get so rich one day, if it ever happens and you finally fucking marry up like you're supposed to, I'm just going to have an assistant that just has a Google spreadsheet. What's this of? Maddie's mind. They just keep things for me.
I think if you did mind exercises, it would be better. But you don't really do anything to better yourself.
Yeah, that's it.
That's a read and it's fair.
No, I do things to better myself.
Like what?
I don't do memory things to better myself.
But even mental exercises.
I want to do meditation.
That's good.
Yeah, I do. I read.
It's good. What do you read?
Well, right now I'm reading Dr. Comite's book.
Okay.
Which is better than
I
myself.
Want you to read stuff that makes you learn different words, because that's how we build neurons. Oh, your eyes just went lazy, so we got to move on.
This is my lot in life, y'all.
Yo, Kenny and Armando, this is post the conversation, the really intense conversation
yes.
with his father. We got a lot of comments about this. This was a big topic on the web, a big discussion this week.
Yeah.
And there was kind of two attitudes, one of which saying, I can't believe Armando's dad is not supportive of him. And the other saying, look how far his family has come.
Which are kind of the two attitudes. They end up at the kind of the end of this segment yeah. of them.
So I think the editing and the storytelling of the show knows this.
Mm-hmm. They want that. Because I will say, as Armando was talking about the experience with Kenny, when we watched it, we felt like Armando kind of wasn't... We just got more of the conversation.
Yeah.
Armando was... the way the conversation was edited last week, it was as if Armando wasn't feeling okay about the conversation.
Right.
Whereas this time, Kenny literally says, Armando felt really good about this conversation. So...
And...
It just shows you the trick of reality TV. They want you to...
Yeah.
They want to have two sides of the story.
And it also tells you that gay men... Doesn't matter where they come from and or what age, aren't
we'll always
monolith.
Find someone to fuck.
What? Yeah, that too.
What'd you say?
But
sorry,
aren't a monolith about
no.
how they approach.
No,
and especially someone like Kenny, who has lived in Florida, in a area where he's had a family. He's obviously has felt, and we even hear from Cassidy, she's like, I've never been in a place where people haven't accepted our family.
I take issue with that.
With her in general?
I take an issue with that point because I'm like, unless they have a very insular family.
I think they do.
If
those kids are sheltered.
If they've got to be very sheltered because like,
I think so
where
too.
Did you grow up? And maybe maybe that I take issue with it because I can't imagine because we grew up in such polarizing yeah. places for gay people as the South.
And I've had people come at me to say that I came at her very hard by making it about her. And her being very emotional. Someone has said that she was pregnant at this time.
I guess she didn't know she was pregnant or something like that.
I'm fine with that. Her whole vibe is a little bit like, look how great I am. So my dad is.
Well, I think she's proud of him. I think she...
She pushes too hard, though.
I think she has a lot of insecurities. And so
that's probably true.
She's like overcompensating for that. But where did they grow up in Florida?
I don't know.
Unless it was like...
Florida's a monolith to me.
Or as you called it, COVIDia.
Republic of cool video.
Unless it's like Miami. I just can't imagine growing up, like maybe now within like the last 5 years,
yeah.
Kids that grow up like in Los Angeles yeah. proper.
It was a little bit much for me.
Never experience homophobia. And I'm like, but you had kids in your class. I know someone said, why do you only have one dad? Because my dad's gay.
And your dad's a fag.
You're like, you never had that?
It was shocking to me.
That was shocking to me that she said. Hey, and if I'm wrong, let me move there. Yeah. Like, holy shit. What a blessing. A beautiful blessing.
In my view.
I'm glad for you.
In my view, what I see about this story, what I take from this storyline is what a wonderful experience of watching Armando's family warm up to his partner and his partner's daughter.
Yeah.
What a wonderful thing that is. It doesn't matter how long it takes, but what a wonderful experience that is. There is another view that says, this is all taking too long. This is all on the parents' timeline. I honestly just, that's fine. You can think that.
I don't see that. I think yeah. I wrote.
But don't you think that is a view?
No, that is a view. But yeah. I'm just saying, I am watching this. I think this storyline is, it's.
I think it's also where we came from.
I think we can't yep. not talk about this without colored yep. by
I agree.
Rainbow colored glasses for us.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's a beautiful storyline, and it really is. And we'll talk about this in the bridal scene. I thought this is about people accepting even when they aren't agreeing.
And especially in that.
That's a difference.
Even when they don't understand.
I just want to make accepting when you don't agree, when you don't understand. That to me is the seed of unconditional love.
And
if
that
you can
is,
start with that,
and that,
then it will grow
and
into
that is
something.
Especially Armando's mother.
Yes.
Virginia.
She is.
And also, but even the father starts to do that. He's like, I don't understand it. I can barely wrap my head around it, but I love you.
Y'all,
and
mother,
that's why I cried the entire time.
It was very moving, and I love that they're telling the storyline, and they're both, kudos to Armando and Kenny for, because I know it's something gay people deal with every day of coming out and dealing with that, but kudos to Armando, and that's something that's so personal, and then kudos to Kenny, who did come out like in the fucking 80s.
Right.
And he talked about it was very traumatic to do that.
And he's,
this is like reliving trauma, I'm sure, for him.
And he mentions that he's told his parents that if you don't accept every part of me, this is it. And that is a way that some gay men come out.
He says that in this, which, sorry, we're talking yeah. this in broad terms. But so they are having this conversation. And Armando says, his dad said it was a shock about the wedding. He did really good until the wedding. And Armando says, Armando says in the moment, he tells Kenny about it. And then to the camera, he says, it was shock to me that my dad said he might not go to the wedding. And I went, I didn't hear that.
Unless that was in the edit. I think this is produced.
That was not. He says, y'all, they're the most normal people
on this fucking show. I'm going to say this right now. I wrote this over and over again. This is stakes being established.
Because they come from normal, so, loving families.
Please, let's not freak out about any of this.
They're going to be fine.
They're going to be fine. You can, if you've watched any reality shows for a while, the questions that are being proposed, what they're talking about the most, and you're like, wait, did I hear that? No, you're not crazy. These are the stakes that the show is putting.
Yes.
On these issues, not what's being talked about.
It's
because the dad coming to the wedding is the only concrete thing we have.
That they need, we every
we
reality
concrete.
TV, we've got to work towards a goal.
Exactly.
And they're already married. Like with Submit and Jenny, we're still wondering if they're gonna get married. That's still the goalpost.
The answer is no.
So
I will say though, I'm loving New Attitude Jenny.
Season.
We're going to talk about that in a
second.
So
I didn't hear that, but Armando says, you know, I want to give him.
It's because it wasn't heard.
Yes. And or it was edited out. And Armando said, I want to give him respect and space. He felt good about the conversation. And Kenny does say. Like,
actually, let me just clarify. He said, I don't know.
He said,
but
I don't know.
But this obsession about getting the father's like RSVP from the wedding when they haven't even planned it and set really a date,
and I think
is a little ridiculous.
Yes, and I think another plot point is they're kind of making Kenny seem like Kenny is demanding him to come out.
And I don't see that either.
Kenny's not doing that. Kenny even said, like, I thought that was very sweet for him to be like, you know, I have a bit of a problem with it, but that's not where
now,
my experience, and he comes from a different family.
I will say.
And I don't want to poo-poo on him.
They are editing it that way.
Yes.
But you have to be, and I understand why they're editing it that way.
Y'all, Kenny's not going to be like, Armando, they have to accept you fully, and he has to be
now,
at the wedding. He's not
going
to do
the,
that.
Later in this season, when they're talking about having a child, that's when shit's going
to
hit the fan.
Kenny's going to have to. Kenny's going to, and that's going to be a lot for Cassidy, because I think with that
and the other daughter,
her insecurities, it's very, I can't imagine, but because when your father's devoted his life to you, and then now
I want to become a Hare Krishna devotee, a devotee.
So anyway, y'all, they're fine, but but again, they have this moment,
and then
Cassidy and the mom
and Deborah
sister and Deborah, they all go with Hannah
to find a flower girl dress.
And that's where she says, I've never been around someone that's not accepting. But again, props
and all
to
of us
Cassidy,
went.
But the way Cassidy did it was like, she could be like, if you don't accept him, you don't love him, blah, blah.
True.
Instead, she said, I understand where you're coming from. But at the same time, it's hard for me because I've never been around it. But I understand where you're coming
from.
And
the best thing that his sister Deborah said is, and the mom says, is he had a wife. And kind of like you, we're still trying. We don't understand how anyone could. We think it's strange that anyone can't accept this.
Yes. Which. That is, y'all, they have it. I think Armando's family has a little bit. It's just kind of a little uninformed thinking we're thinking. But he had a wife. Like, he was married.
Yeah. I still think there's PTSD
that doesn't
untreated
mean,
in this family.
Yeah, and that
such
doesn't
a
mean
way.
He was straight. Y'all, we talked about last episode that I made out with a woman 10 years ago when I was gay for 10 minutes and blew Poodle's mind.
I just consider it something you were talking about
to get some
kind of clout. I was like,
I don't care about clout, but I just realized, I'm not just saying this. She, like I said, she did move to India. I just realized her name was Jenny.
Oh, is this Jenny Purple?
No, I never made out with Jenny Purple. Never.
I just love that someone's name was Purple.
She's a real person, but her name was Jenny. She had red hair. She was a good kisser. But that would be, though, the friends would be like for my father to walk in on me sucking a dick and go, but Matt, you made out with a woman.
Right.
So he was married to that. But again, the parents aren't adding, he was married to a woman because y'all forced him back into the closet.
Right.
And he felt compelled to.
Yeah.
Anyway, like Poodle said, y'all, this is such a beautifully, beautifully done human story that the one, you know, there's a producer in there. She's like, okay, can one of you just get like really drunk and just yell at something? Can I get something dramatic?
I actually just want everyone to take a moment and say, not to put either your designs wherever you come from or to put 2021 designs on things and say, let them figure it out. And don't either hate on Kenny for what he's doing. Don't hate on Armando. I kind of wish this for everyone. This is such a deeply personal thing they're doing. It's a personal story. And it's basically you can use this to score political points. And I don't want people to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is not about trying to live your truth or whatever or make people be accepting of something they don't know.
I think this is a real process of people coming from two different cultures. And
I'd much rather watch that.
And it speaks to that being gay in America is not the same as being gay in Mexico.
No.
And if they were in other parts of the world right now, one of them could be fucking or in, killed for it. Like, it's
or
such
in
a different
Russia
experience.
Or Soviet republics or former Soviet republics, you'd be put in jail.
Gay men are terrified trying to flee Afghanistan now the Taliban. So it's like you've just got to like take off your American glasses when you watch this.
Amen. One little thing near the end. They're going to the family compound to pack up Hannah. And Dad is there, and he says, "I wish you well." He hugs Kenny. He hugs Cassidy. He gives her a necklace.
Cassidy a necklace. I actually got teary.
I cried.
It was really beautiful. And this is where I think we're going to – Kenny says, "I have this fear that the rug will be torn out from underneath him." And there's – I don't know if – what that reminds me of, especially I learned this a lot in counseling, I realized I got this from my mother – because she was a father of an alcoholic, that thinking of...
Child of an alcoholic.
What did I say? She was father. A father. She couldn't have done that. She was the child of an alcoholic. And my mother has this thinking of, when is the ball going to drop?
Everything was
fine. And then her dad all of a sudden went on a bender.
Because the ball drops, that's 2000. That's the year changing.
What did I say?
You said, when's the ball going to drop? And I said, when's the other shoe going to drop?
That's when. That's what I said.
No,
Gary,
you said, when's the ball going to drop?
Yeah. But when
Jesus Christ, y'all, can you translate this shit? Honestly.
So, but I got that too. And I thought, why do I think that? I had this like pretty normal childhood, but I always kind of this feeling like I've got to be prepared. I have to be. Kenny has that too. And I think a lot of Kenny's reaction to Armando has nothing to do with Armando. I think 100%. Something happened in Kenny's like childhood shit. He's still carrying that just makes him. We've got to have everything in order because Kenny does, I think, almost something Kenny and Armando both have. I think they both have very strong relationships of being perfect. And I feel for them as being two people becoming famous in their show. I don't know if they probably don't listen to us after we said Kenny had Botox and he read us and said he didn't. He looked amazing.
And I criticized his children's
and
names.
And he read us for filth. We love you, Kenny. We do. I hope that if Kenny and Armando are, I hope that they don't, you don't have to be perfect.
No.
Just be yourselves. They both are lovely people with lovely stories.
I love their storyline.
I do too.
And it's not, to me.
But you know how people, sorry, I want to interrupt, only because I feel like now that it's just recently, within like maybe the last 8 or 10 years, where being gay is so accepted, it's full on mainstream.
Yeah.
And there's this pressure of gays to be perfect gays.
Yeah, Instagram gays.
Instagram perfect gays, and you don't have to be that.
Yeah. But I think it's interesting because socially we're moving towards an acceptance for everyone idea. But this is not an American story.
It's not.
So I think we need to think in terms of people and less of terms of nationalities.
Yeah.
And people who come from different backgrounds, different cultural/tribal areas, because that's – it's people – people have – I think John Yates even said that it's something about who knows how religious, blah, blah, blah. It's not even about that. It doesn't necessarily matter about how religious a culture they are. It matters about – where they live,
because Kenny
is
even
acceptable.
Said they. I think we even said like we said we assumed that his family's probably Catholic, and Kenny's like, no, they're not Catholic. Like he brought that up, so it's like we not as some bloggers, but even we make assumptions. And I love what you just said. Look at them as people and not nationalities, and not all these assumptions. They're gonna be fine, y'all.
That's all I have to say.
It's gonna be a beautiful wedding. Poodle's going to cry. I'm going to make fun of him. I'm going to love it.
Also, his father's going to be there.
His
dad's going to
be there. I'm saying
it now. Let's not even...
Yeah.
This is not going to be a Brett and Daya when Brett's mom doesn't show up.
Golly.
I hate her. Let's talk about Ellie and Victor, a.k.a. 90 Day DOA.
We will talk about them right when we get back from this break.
We've already had a break.
We did?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, y'all, we had a break. I forgot we had a break.
Wow.
Christina, just keep it in.
No, keep it in.
Oh,
keep it in,
wow.
You bitch.
You know, I'll accept my mistakes. Keep it in. Y'all, just kidding.
What is wrong with you?
I'm so nervous about you making your flight. Why would you do this to me? You know that I You show up at the airport the last minute, and you know that I get there way before.
Y'all,
how many times?
She is such, y'all, she is such a class president. Pick me first.
Oh, I'm like, you got to get to your flight.
It is disgusting.
Oh, it's driving me crazy.
Talk about someone who likes to be goody-goody two-shoes.
How many times have you rescheduled your flight because you missed it?
Once.
Say that again with truth in your mouth.
In the year.
There we go. So there we go.
I've missed a few flights.
Yeah.
How many times have you been at the airport with an hour and a half to spare?
I'm proud of that.
Nope.
You
I'm
get
not.
A drink.
Lame. Ellie and Victor.
Ellie and Victor. Let's do it.
Wow. Okay. Let me just say.
Again, where is that pillow? Because you were right.
Y'all, what? God, my shorts.
Your shorts are so short. I can practically see your monkey's brains.
Ooh.
No, sit down. Don't show them your butt.
For you. I'm going to dance for you.
I'm sorry, intimate portrait.
Yes.
No, stop dancing.
Ooh.
This is gross. Stop it.
Ooh. Boy, I'll accept donations.
No.
Be my OnlyFans.
I'm so sorry. yours will just be OnlyFans because it'll just be one old gay guy who's like,
he hi, goes, poodle, can you dance again for me?
Are you going to show brain? here's the thing.
Smoked chips. Wow.
This is when Ellie decided to sell her successful pizza place, she did not think she was going to have to rebuild her fucking life.
She thought she was going to go on
do a
vacation.
Bar.
I'm telling you, I bet
this was a 90-day Caribbean Love.
Caribbean Love show, and they went, this is so good, let's put it on the regular 90-day. Y'all, she thought she was going to go to a vacation land. And I don't blame her, because she's worked hard and built a business, but girl, if you decide to commit your life to someone, then you commit to their life and you build back your home.
This is someone for whom tragedy has been a pattern and her identity is mixed up in it.
But I think...
And now she's kind of like, yeah, I'm a little done with all this. I can't restart my life. And the thing is, she has talked herself into the fact, I'm moving to Providencia to do all this. And even if she's like, yeah, I don't know if I can go this far.
Yeah, because we find out she was like, I thought we would open a bar and have a little nice island life. Y'all, she didn't want to move for Victor. She wanted to move to a vacation
Amen.
Spot. And he had the home for her. That's why she still wants to move with him after he had a full-on relationship with another woman. She just wants to fucking...
This is for her.
She got a wasted away again a Margaritaville shirt, and she's ready to live that best Margaritaville life.
She went to a Jimmy Buffett concert rest of the parrot heads.
Yes, and she said, wait, this is how I could live my life.
And she, during the middle of Cheeseburger in Paradise...
Cheeseburger in Paradise,
Or Changes in Latitudes, Changes in Attitudes... Somehow.
Is that a real song?
That's a real song.
No, it's not.
It is.
Wow.
Tis. Somehow in the middle of that, she went, I can go down to Providencia and start a whole new life. I can own a bar. I know how to do a restaurant. I can just do that. She made that decision that night. And then it became, then it became real with Victor.
Do I think she loves Victor and she cares about him? Yes.
But. There was a moment.
But he's not the number one.
As soon as she saw Providencia and the
it
bomb.
It looked like fucking Mad Max.
And the bomb went off, as she says. She's like, yeah, we're going to need to live somewhere else for a while because I hate camping. Which she tells her friend Hiromi.
That's, y'all, this is way more than camping. Because, you know, she's right. It's. Y'all, they don't have infrastructure. They probably don't have sewers right now. They don't,
it's
like,
going to take
years.
And
it's
okay.
Like the people in Haiti that just had are still experiencing the after effects of the first fucking earthquake
this
years
is,
ago.
In a way, this is a little like an Ari situation. everything's going to be fine until she has to sleep outside under without a mosquito net.
Yeah.
Then she's like, we're going back to Seattle.
I
haven't closed my house yet.
But especially now that this happened to his island, Victor is not going to want to go back to Seattle.
He's not.
Because Victor is like, oh, what's his name? Who got the woman pregnant in Ohio that's never going to see his baby? Ariana and...
Sherlyn.
It is like, Y'all Love in Paradise is good. Watch it. We covered it. It's on our...
Kay and Mark!
It's on our $5
love
tier.
Is alive.
It's good. It's a short binge.
Boy,
it's on our Patreon.
Love is alive and you were wrong. You poo-pooed me the entire season. Told me I was a fool.
I might have just done that just for kids.
No, you didn't. You believed it.
Maybe. But it is like, y'all, Victor loves his island life.
Yeah.
This is what, y'all, this isn't people that, like, especially at his age, this is his life, and he loves it. And now that this has happened to his community, he wants to dig. It's very admirable. He wants to dig in to rebuild his life here and help his community.
So she's saying
things
like,
I don't know these people.
And then he's like, how about this? She wants to move to the mainland, basically, or the island that where they about to go there. And he's like, how about we do this? We go there for 3 days and we work really hard. And then we come back here and chill. And she's like, okay.
She doesn't want to do
that. Tell you that I don't want to do any of this.
And I'm like,
I don't want to lift up rubble for 2 years.
And I just want to answer that and say, then you don't really love him.
I agree.
Because if you really love someone, you say, this is what we're going to do. And I'm just going to get married to you. This is life. And
you know,
this is what you do for someone.
I might take issue with that. It's a little bit of self-preservation for me because she has to take agency of her own life. Here, even if you do love someone, there has to be a compromise. So in other words, if she says I can't live on this island, I can't be myself,
mm-hmm.
I can't find my own destiny.
That's a whole.
But she's not saying that.
She's not. If she starts having those type of,
she's going
like,
to
identity. She will.
She's going to.
But yeah, I do. But I do think there's. It's just very.
I'm not laughing at her pain, y'all. It's just that we saw this in episode one. When they knew there was already a hurricane, and we knew this kind of like cloistered Seattle woman's life,
and
she saw the disaster around her. Yeah,
I don't know why he's not moving to Seattle. Was there a reason? It was COVID, I think.
That was it. And
but
I think he wanted to stay in Providencia.
But if there's any chance that he would go back to Seattle?
Spoiler alert. Supposedly he's in Seattle now.
Oh, really? I think that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. It'll have to be.
Which is what's really sad when those places do get decimated like that. And I get it. A lot of those
people leave.
Our countries, places like Haiti, don't have the support.
Nope.
And so, and
they leave.
Other countries, so they just leave. And then expect other people to clean it. And there's not enough. It's just sad. It's very sad.
Basically, also, you guys, she FaceTimes Hiromi, her friend that told her, don't touch anything.
And I love, y'all, I'm just going to bookend this one. Hiromi, or book reported, as Poodle says.
That's a term.
He's got
he
has his expression.
Don't act like that's something I came up with.
Something, book report, something he made up because he loves to read.
Constructive criticism.
Loves to read things.
I came up with that term.
The fact that you manifested Captain Sandy going on a promotional tour. Y'all, we have to be very
I'm
couple.
Sorry.
We are manifesting
I am so sorry
lately.
For Captain Sandy going on the Lead Her Ship
tour. We're going to book report this and say, Hiromi basically is like, so yeah, how's everything? Have you talked about his extramarital affair for like, that he had for a
no,
year?
No, we've been kind of buried over here.
Favorite line is when Ellie said, you know, kind of forgot about it till you just brought it up.
Ellie has got to be one of the most clueless people on a reality show.
Yeah,
she is living every moment like a newborn child.
She is.
There's no design.
She is.
And we're seeing, that's why it's so easy to see what she's thinking.
Yeah.
But I think it's that idea.
She's got great skin, though. I'll give her
of
that.
Being, of having to. She's went through so much tragedy.
Uh huh.
She's just kind of like, just wide eyed, and living all of it right now.
Yeah.
So yeah, basically, Hiromi is saying, "Have you talked about this?" And Ellie's like, "Yeah, I think we'll talk about that further down the road."
Yeah.
Shall we do a quick Ginny and Submit?
Let's do it. Let's.
My meeting with my parents didn't go good.
Didn't go, because he ends up talking to his mom on the phone.
Yeah. And she, of course, screams at him.
She screams at him, and she blames his father for not being able to stop him from marrying Jenny.
I want to say this. This is possibly the most productive and healthy conversation Jenny and Submit have had in three fucking seasons.
It is, but it is way 178 of not to marry Jenny. Or
yes!
78 of 101 that ways not to marry
Jenny.
But at
least they're talking about their actual feelings, unless Submit actually promising her for something.
Yes, because
and her believing him.
Submit says, "I grew up in a household where my mother was very controlling."
Yep.
"And I even saw my own father as
lie.
A lie and was a peacemaker." And he says, what is it? It's such a great line.
"I learned it from my father.
I learned it from watching you, Dad.
I learned it from watching you, Dad.
I learned it from watching
you." If you're not over 30, 35, you don't know what that is.
You don't know what that is.
When the father says, "What are these drugs?" And the kid goes, "I learned it from watching you, Dad. He's like, "Wait, I did drugs and he saw me."
But it wasn't even like a lie or get caught, y'all. Submit says the two outcomes they had was to lie or suffer.
Yeah.
Meaning that, like, I think his mother might be emotionally abusive.
No. His mother's a monster.
His mother's a monster. And then we find out her 8-month-old daughter died.
And
she never had the daughter she always wanted.
When he got divorced from, because Mama Submit had gotten
she
to
brokered
know,
that marriage. Jesus,
yeah.
That's what we
and
learned.
And he had
yeah.
gotten to know. And so when he got divorced, she brought this out. She's like, "I feel like when you got divorced, the hole in my heart that was for the daughter that I lost, you took that away from me."
Because his wife filled that hole.
That is some transference shit.
Transference. And Submit says, just kind of nonchalant, now, fucking 3 seasons in, "I think that might be the reason that my mother has a problem with this." I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Are you so...
And y'all, the most exciting thing is they're going to find a counselor.
Jenny doesn't even speak, y'all. She's just sitting over there like this. "We're going to go to therapy. Therapy." Do you think Submit's... He wants his parents
There's
to go to
no
counseling.
There's no way Submit's parents are going to go to counseling. If they do, I will eat like...
I don't know, Indian sissies. I don't know what... I'm assuming is how was
maybe they'll go to an astrologer.
But yeah, maybe yeah. What is therapy regarded as? And like, is
that's
it
a good question. I don't know.
Do?
I don't know.
We need more information before we can make
before we form an opinion
about that. So let us know.
They're gonna go to counselor, and they will hope that and hopefully they can find a counselor who will work on chicken human relationships.
I will say Submit is one of those people that's going to make me not like him even more, y'all, is that when someone doesn't do anything and they don't have the awareness about it, okay, that's one thing. And I'm like, well, they just don't know any better. When you have awareness of why people do things and you still, and why it triggers you, but yet you don't change
He's
your
fucking
behavior.
Clueless.
Because what I heard in him talking about all of his mom and stuff like that, I went, oh, that's someone that's not going to change, and you need to move to America with Jenny and get
totally.
Married or go somewhere else. And I would know that. But he contemplates all of this, and he's like, so yes, there should be another way. Y'all, they're not going to get married.
No.
Melanated Way did say on her Instagram, interesting theory. She thinks that she has no proof of this. She thinks they might be already married.
Wow.
And that they're conning us for a talent. And if they are, I will be shocked.
That's a long con.
That's a long fucking con. And Jenny is the fucking whatever.
Jenny
horrible
is the
actor.
Sarah Bernhardt of chickens.
Yes. Yes.
Out, damn spot.
Out, damn what? What?
Life's been a walking shadow.
Look, y'all.
That's poor plans of stress and friends. It's our book. Mother Sage.
Y'all, that's the show. That's the show.
That's the show. Love it or leave it.
We've got to go because Poodle's drunk and has got to get to the airport.
I'm not drunk.
Y'all, you can find us on our new website, realitygaze.com.
Realitygaze.com.
Well, it's the same website, new name.
Tagline, it ain't just porn anymore.
It ain't just porn anymore. Find us on Instagram.
My shorts are short.
Reality Gaze Podcast. Y'all, we're on TikTok now at Reality Gaze. And we're on Reddit at TikTok, so...
Reddit at Reality Gaze.
Yes.
Not at TikTok.
Whatever. I'm stressed. You've got to go. You've got to get to the airport. Y'all, fuck it. When you love someone and you go somewhere and shit happens and shit goes down, what? They're lonely hearts, Poodle, aren't they? Hurry,
yes!
Hurry!
Yes!
Hurry!
And y'all, if you... are somewhere, and your sister-in-laws say, we're going to put butter in your hair and coffee on your face. Know that they are punking you. And they're going to put smoke in your vagina.
Yep.
So,
call us. Thank you, Christina.
Bye.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.